And it is that time, business of the week, Wednesday morning. Good morning to Jim Christ, the official furniture expert in my life right now. Jim is with Christ Furniture out in Eagle Grove. Good morning, Jim.
Well, good morning, Bill. How are you today?
I am doing well, my friend. How about you?
Oh, really good, really good. Say, I've got some really, really exciting news. Last night, I became a grandfather for the fourth time, and we are really happy and buzzing around.
Well, congratulations, Jim.
Nice little baby boy, and everything went well. So,
fantastic.
7.5 pounds and 20 inches long.
Wow.
And it balances things out. Now I have two grand girls, and I'll have two grand boys.
So the furniture empire is safe for years to come. And Jim, all that at only 39 years old, Jim, that's very impressive.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
you, me, and Jack Benny, 39 years old.
Well, hang on to that one. That would be interesting. I was just doing a little math and talking with my wife that we were founded in 1948 by my father. So our business has been here for 73 years.
Wow.
And I said, honey, how long have we been here? He says, well, we've owned it ourselves since 1984. So I'm and my wife are in my 37th year here.
Well, congratulations on that as well. I tell you, these days, any business longer than a couple of years is doing pretty nicely.
Yeah, it was always interesting. That's for sure.
73 years. Wow, that's pretty good. And one family. Now that's impressive.
Yeah, we're very proud of it.
And got those grandkids lined up to take over in, you're retiring in what, about 55, 60 years?
Yeah. Well, at 39, if you think I'm at 39, I got a ways to go.
I know you. You'll be working in 50 years.
No doubt. I love it.
Now you mentioned something to me off air that really got my attention, because we were talking, and people don't think about this, but you have furniture that's designed for condos and apartments.
That's right. It's always been an apartment for us. We're in a small town. We have some homes that are smaller. And as the world changes, we have a lot of apartment life around here, and a lot of people are going into condos. And it doesn't take very long to figure out that people need smaller furniture. It's just not fitting. So we special order sofas that are shorter. And what I mean by that is the average length of a sofa is 85. So we've got several that are down as far as 69 inches, and that's still a sofa with three cushions.
Right.
We've got them around 74 inches and some just at 80. So we really work on trying to have those. Not only do they fit in some of the smaller spaces better, but since they are sometimes a little bit more on the petite size. They work better for some of our shorter ladies and things that's not so big and deep.
I'll be darned. Now, see, most people just wouldn't think of that.
Yeah, so there's the feet can touch the ground. They don't like to sit on one and have their feet dangling, so we try to have it so they're a little shorter in the seat, and their feet will touch the ground, and not so big on the wall, and then to go along with that, you can't have a huge end table, so we've got a special line of end tables that are only about 10 to 12 inches wide, so they'll easily fit on the side of a sofa without stealing so much room.
I'll be darned. Now, see, your average person just doesn't think about that.
And, you got to keep everything balanced. So, there again, we have some recliners that are smaller. And we've got this one thing. I just love it. It's a small cocktail table, and it's what they call a lift-up. You can actually lift the top of it only, mm-hmm. but spring-loaded. It comes at you towards the sofa, so you can sit there and use your laptop, play a game of cards, read the paper, or if you want to eat there. It's kind of like a Formica top, so you don't have to worry about spills and things. And when you're all done, you just lift it back. It's spring-loaded. Goes right back. Looks like a cocktail table. It's totally invisible that it pops up.
Now I have seen these, and Jim, I can vouch for what you just said. When they're not unfolded, you can't tell the difference.
No, not at all. And it just makes it one small room so much more usable.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, these days with, what are they called, the tiny houses and things like that? I mean, things like that come in really handy for folks with smaller places.
It sure does.
Now,
that and that and starting to work in some of those end tables that got the electrical plug-ins in the back.
Oh,
so
sure.
You don't have some extension cords. You can put your USB cord in there,
right.
Electrical cord, and
right.
Plug two or three things in and only have one going to the out wall.
That's right. And these days, you're seeing more and more of that. You get people like me that'll have, I'm ashamed to say, but five extension cords running. All I need is one table, Jim.
Uh-oh. Careful, fire department.
I know it. It's terrible. I need to come by Chris and get myself a nice table to plug things into.
We just got a lot of brand new ones in for fall, so my selection has never been better than right now. And they're available for sale and immediate pickup, and we do have free delivery in our area.
Yes. Now, the end tables and things, if folks are in a big, big hurry, most cars, you can just pop those right in the back seat, Jim, correct?
But yeah, and ironically, we can take the back off most Lazy Boy chairs, and a lot of times we can get the Lazy Boy chair in your back seat.
There's really?
A whole chair you can take over, yeah.
I'll be darned. Now, see, it takes a furniture expert to know that. That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. Now, we're talking about the size of things and you know, smaller apartments, condos, smaller houses. Now, you and I were also chatting about simple decorating things, about how, you know, a lamp or a rug or even a painting can make a difference. And people like me, Jim, that don't have a huge decorating budget, if they come in and talk to you, I'm sure you can point them in the right direction here.
We really can. It's amazing, truly, how a simple change in lamps can change a room. By their it gets a different mood going with a different style there, and maybe add a picture to it on your wall. You'll get a whole new feeling in your room, and throw down an area rug, and for a very limited budget, you've really changed the look of your entire room, and it'll be more welcoming for when your holiday guests come over.
That's right. You know, I have said for years, because I've lived in a lot of apartments working in radio over the years, but a simple, and it doesn't have to be high dollar, Jim, you know what I'm saying, but a nice simple piece of art on the wall makes all the difference in the world.
Yes, I got to tell you one quick story. I had a friend, and they had bought a picture, and they just loved it. And it was kind of interesting. It was like a hillside in the mountains, and it was on a forest fire, and they had a deer crossing the river.
Oh, wow.
And he said to some of them one day about the fire. He says, "What fire?" And it was, he'd always just looked at the deer.
That's
and
right.
Here the whole forest is aflame, and he'd never even noticed the flames. He always just looked at the deer. So.
He was finding the happy in the bad. That's right. I like that. I like that. That is cool. Yeah, one little item like that, if you focus on something, you know, for instance, where I live, as soon as you open the front door, you see the opposite wall with artwork, and it takes your attention to that and kind of distracts from the smallness of the space. Listen to us decorating homes.
There you go. Well, it gives you your own personal taste, and
yes.
That's what's so nice.
Yes.
And so it makes it you.
Now, beyond the living room, we were talking about bedding, and you even mentioned a company right here in Iowa that makes bedding.
Right. We carry both Simmons, which makes the famous Beauty Rest, and we also have Spring Air. And Spring Air is made right here in Iowa, which is really nice. And,
yeah.
We in fact, have 17 different models on my floor to lay down and try.
Wow.
So you can find just the right one. And the Spring Air is such a nice company. We even furnish the new motel in town, the Grove Hotel.
Oh.
Every bed in there is furnished by us from Spring Air. So if they want to come try out a mattress overnight, they can just stop out to the Grove, check in, and get a good night's rest and try it out.
I was just thinking that. That's an excuse to go to the hotel. There you go. Jim, I'm not to cut you off, but how many mattresses did you say you have in stock right there or on the floor?
Well, I've got 17 different models to try out.
Wow.
I've got more coming. I've got a couple of spots that have been sold, but so I'm usually probably close to 20 different beds to try out, different firmnesses and
grief.
Coil counts, foams. A lot of them have some cooling properties. There's something for everyone.
And they make, you're not kidding, they make mattresses all kinds of ways these days.
They do, and the spring air, some of their better models are even offering up to a 20-year warranty. Now, most are, you know, 5 or 10, but up to 20, they're pretty serious about their quality.
That is that's pretty impressive. And again, free delivery.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, you just can't ask for much else. What else is? I'm falling in love with your story here, Jim. And 4-4-4, as I'm told.
Yes, yeah, we've got a basement, main floor, balconies, and then a top floor, and they're not hard to navigate at all, and we have an easy ramp to walk in there. You don't have any steps or anything like that to walk into our store.
Wow.
If need be, we do even have a wheelchair on hand. If you have someone that you need a little assistance to, we've got a wheelchair we can help them out with, and try to be prepared for everybody.
That is amazing, Jim. All right, what else exciting is going on over there before I let you go for the day?
Well, we are just getting things in daily for fall, and so I really encourage people to come in and see the exciting new colors and styles. That's something that's always changing, and if, you know, at the very least, pick a little something up for yourself, a new picture or a mirror,
sure,
a lamp, and get a fresh look for the company coming.
What's right off the top of your head, Jim, what when somebody comes in, say, fall for a nice couch, what's the hottest color for fall?
Well, they've changed a little bit, but grays and light grays are still very strong.
Oh, beautiful.
And we've gone away from some of the real dark browns to a little bit lighter tones, a little bit more of the lighter beiges,
yeah.
kind of a newer switch.
And
we just got some in.
I'm picturing a nice gray couch with a black and gray throw rug right in front of it. I've got it all in my head, Jim.
There, hey, we'll just write it up and I'll have it ready for you.
And that purple recliner we talked about on Monday.
Oh, that's my back order. I got to wait a while.
That's right. But if I need one, I know you can order it for me.
We'll find one. Yes, we will.
And Jim, what is that website?
Christ Furniture and Mattress.com.
And your physical address, my friend?
It's a 205 West Broadway, just in the middle of downtown Eagle Grove.
I am looking at a picture of your building, and it is really neat looking. Really neat looking.
Thank you. I haven't been 1900s.
Oh, that is just
great.
We
have original tin ceilings on our ceiling.
Oh, wow.
So it is kind of a fun older building to come in and visit.
I need to just come get a job out there. You need a sales guy?
Sales guy, delivery guy. Oh, yeah.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, Jim Christ, we have enjoyed it as always, and you'll be back with us on Thursday morning for another visit.
Sounds wonderful, Bill. We look forward to it.
Thanks, Jim. That's our business of the week, Christ Furniture, and we'll be back right after this.